Good afternoon. This is your RTL Today News at 1pm on Wednesday the 9th of April 2025. I'm John Baker. Throughout today, the police will be conducting major speed checks, the so-called speed marathon, across the Grand Duchy in an effort to improve road safety. In the run-up to the campaign, citizens were able to vote on which locations particularly needed enhanced control via the Instagram page of the Grand Ducal Police. Speeding remains the leading cause of severe and fatal accidents in Luxembourg. During the last speed marathon, a total of 2,500 motorists were flashed. China has accused the White House of bullying practices after Donald Trump imposed new enhanced duties of 104% on Chinese goods into the US. The duties on China kicked in after Beijing refused to meet Trump's deadline to withdraw its own enhanced levies on the US. A technical error within the Luxembourg Tax Declaration, Form 100, disrupted the launch of the 2024 process on myguichet.lu this week. The glitch, which affected the PDF's ability to correctly calculate certain fields, prompted the tax administration to pull the form shortly after it went live on the 7th of April. The error has now been fixed and the form was re-released the following day. At least 98 people have been killed and more than 150 injured after a roof collapsed at a nightclub in the Dominican Republic's capital, Santo Domingo, officials have said. Hundreds of people were inside the venue and some 400 rescuers are still searching for survivors. There are fears the death toll will rise further. Luxembourg City's wastewater contains higher concentrations of cocaine than Munich or Barcelona, according to a European study that detected illicit drugs in all 128 participating cities. The research yielded a number of significant conclusions. The data indicates cannabis legalization has not triggered any measurable increase in consumption rates, while at the same time, however, cannabis and cocaine were detected in every single sample collected. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. In sport, in last night's Champions League quarter-final matches, Inter Milan beat Bayern Munich 2-1 and Arsenal defied the odds with a 3-0 win against Real Madrid. Tonight sees Paris Saint-Germain take on Aston Villa and Barcelona against Dortmund. You can watch this match live on RTL Today from 9pm. Luxembourg's Rugby Europe Trophy season came to a close on Saturday with a 10-33 loss to a powerful Polish team. Despite an impressive first-half performance, they could not withstand a second-half surge. The result means Luxembourg will drop back down to the Rugby Europe Conference, but their performance across the five matches have shown that the team has the potential to compete at trophy level. Priyansh Arya has been earmarked for great days ahead and a possible place in the India team after the six-hitting specialist's match-winning century for the Punjab Kings in the Indian Premier League. The uncapped left-hander Arya pummeled nine sixes in a 39-ball 100 to set up Punjab's 18-run victory over Chennai Super Kings at New Chandigarh on Tuesday. It's another beautiful day in the Berg after a chilly morning start. Temperatures will peak at between 16 to 18 degrees, although the wind will make it feel a little cooler.